Hydrogen Emission from Accretion and Outflow in T Tauri Stars, by Tom J. G. Wilson et al. Radiative transfer modeling offers a powerful tool for understanding the enigmatic hydrogen emission lines from T Tauri stars. This work compares optical and near-IR spectroscopy of 29 T Tauri stars with our grid of synthetic line profiles. The archival spectra, obtained with VLT's X-Shooter, provide simultaneous coverage of many optical and infrared hydrogen lines. The observations exhibit similar morphologies of line profiles seen in other studies. We used the radiative transfer code TORUS to create synthetic H-alpha, PA-beta, PA-gamma, and bridge-gamma emission lines for a fiducial T Tauri model that included axisymmetric magnetospheric accretion and a polar stellar wind. The distribution of rebirth types in line widths for the synthetic H-alpha lines is similar to the observed results. However, the modeled infrared lines are narrower than the observations by approximately equals 8 OKILOMILLISECOND-1, and our models predict a significantly higher proportion, approximately equals 90%, of inverse P-Cygni profiles. Furthermore, our radiative transfer models suggest that the frequency of P-Cygni profiles depends on the ratio of the mass loss to mass accretion rates, and blue-shifted subcontinuum absorption was predicted for mass loss rates as low as 10⁻¹² msnyr1. We explore the effect of rotation, turbulence, and the contributions from red-shifted absorption in an attempt to explain the discrepancy in widths. Our findings show that, singularly, none of these effects is sufficient to explain the observed disparity. However, a combination of rotation, turbulence, and non-axisymmetric accretion may improve the fit of the models to the observed data. This was Hydrogen Emission from Accretion and Outflow in T Tauri Stars, by Tom J. G. Wilson et al.